We're up to Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Tav. Umayishna Ketana Do Ochla Betruma, Umayishna Chareshes Do Lo Ochla Betruma. Even though the Kedushin of a Ketana is the Rabbanan, we're talking now about not where her father married her off, but Yisoma B'chayovi, or her mother and brother when the father died, she eats Truma the Rabbanan. But a Chareshes, even though her marriage is the Rabbanan, is not allowed to eat Truma the Rabbanan. She marries a Kohen. So what's the difference? Dishnan, how do we know, first of all, that that's true? That a Ketana does eat Truma the Rabbanan, and that a Chareshes doesn't. Dishnan, Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gugoda, al HaChareshes Shehisi Oviyah Sheyotza Beget, right, that a Chareshes, that her father married her off, that she, what's it called, goes out with a get, the Al Ketana Bas Yisrael Shenisus LeKohen Shochels Betruma. And he also was made that a Ketana who marries a Kohen, Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, eats Truma. The Ilu Chareshes Lo Achla. But he wasn't made that a Chareshes eats Truma, just that she's Yotze Beget. Where it says, Gzeira Shemiyachl Cheresh Becharesh. The Gemara eventually says, it's a Gzeira because we're afraid that a Cheresh will, who's a Kohen, will feed a Chareshes who's a Bas Yisrael. So where it says, Velechel. What? Right, what's, even though it's under Rabbanan, it's what's it called? It's, Im Biyasr, right? Still, Kot Nochel Nevelasu. And Bezin is not Mesuvim, the Hafrisha. So what are you afraid? A Cheresh feeding a Chareshes, they're both not chayiv in anything. So what's the problem? Right? The Gemara says, Gzeira Shemiyachu Cheresh Bepikachas. Maybe a Cheresh will feed a Pikachas. And she is a Bar Sonchin. Right? And we're afraid that what's it called? That they'll eat Truma D'Oraisa. The Gemara says, the Cheresh Bepikachas Nomalecho Betruma D'Rabbanan. At least she'll be able to eat Truma D'Rabbanan. Since she's married the Rabbanan, Truma D'Rabbanan she'll be able to eat. Versus Zera Dilmasi Lochla Betruma Deraisa. No, we're afraid that she'll eat Truma Deraisa, which she's not allowed to eat because she's really not married to this Cheresh, only the Rabbanan. And therefore, she's not really an Ashes Kohen. Okay. One second. But a Ketana, what's it called? They couldn't make a Zera. Maybe she'll marry a Gedola will marry a what's it called? A Cotton. And he'll feed her Truma Deraisa. Because Cotton doesn't have any marriage. There is no, they weren't in the sock in marriage for a Cotton. There's no problem. Okay. That's what Rashi says. Okay. Rashi. Maishna da ochle betruma, im he si osa ima la kohen. If her mother married her off to a kohen, she can eat truma de rabbonin. Maishna chareshe shalo he si avia bekatnusa. She'ein nesuin gemurim delo achla k'nisnan amalo achla. Right, like we have from the Hayyad Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda that a ketana that her a what's it called a chareshes that her father married her off goes out with gebeget. Ala chareshes shasi avia bekatnusa shiotze beget. Va'afil mishetagdu ve'ein avia mekabel gita. Even though she grew up and her father is not mekabel her get. Right, the kablosso he the altar. She can get her get and go out. The afagav the kedushah gemurin havi, the gerushah below das havi, below das havi, gita havi gita. The fisha isha yotzei l'tzon shlo b'tzon. The reason it helps is that a woman can go out even shalomi daita. In other words, against her will. So therefore, she doesn't have to have a will. So even though her father married her off and she's mekudeshes min haTorah. She's still Yotze Beget, even though she's now a Gedola and she has to receive the get. She can receive a get, Bal Korcha, she can receive a get even if she doesn't have Das. The Al Ketana Bas Yisrael, Yisoma, Hanisei Salpi, Ima, Shochelus Betruma. And he also was made that a Ketana who was married by her mother or brother, Midrabanon, can eat Truma, Apopisha, Ein Nisuea Nisuin Gemurin, Ochla Betruma the Rabbanon. She can eat Truma the Rabbanon, because her marriage is the Rabbanon. Kach O Kimna Be'isha Rabba. The ilu chareshes lo achla, but the shavka the chareshes, the koasik ba, koasi the nakitani. Could have said he was made that a chareshes also could eat truma. But he wasn't. He's only made that a ketana can eat truma. The loktani gal a chareshes shenisis miatsma shochelus betruma. Zerish miyachul cheresh bechareshes. The high lab shinuyim al yehu. This isn't a really good answer. because what's the difference? If it's Kedushin to Rabbanan, what difference does it make? Is it both to Rabbanan or only one to Rabbanan? It's a Kedushin, it's only to Rabbanan. Mali Pikea Bechareshes, Mali Cheresh Bechareshes. Shnei Amein and Nesuin. Yimzu Muteres Avzumun. If one be Muter, the other be Muter too. Shari Tzad Heter Shalohem Enu Elamishum Delabene Onchim Ninu. Ravika Kotnoch and the Velas. The Tzad Heter is that they're not Bar Onchim, so we're not Mechuyev to separate them. Helakula Mishum Gzeira, Shema Yachel Cheresh Pikachas. The whole thing is a Gzeira, because maybe a Pikachas will marry a Cheresh, and she'll think that she can eat Truma. If she can eat Truma the Rabbanan, she'll think she can eat Truma the Raisa. And she's taka over. The Iko Aleh Chiyu Misa. She's Chayim Misa for eating Truma, because she's not really an Ashes Kohen. Kidam Rina Maskana de Milsa. Lahochi Nokat Bereisha Shema Yachel Cheresh Bechareshes. Lo nokat shem yachol cheresh bepikachas mishum de cheresh bepikachas lo michlef bepikeah bechareshes. Right, the reason it didn't say that we're afraid that a cheresh will feed his wife the chareshes, just the opposite of a chareshes eishes cheresh michlechah bechareshes eishes pikeah. Right. If a pikeach who's married to a charesh, to a cheresh, we'll get afraid that it'll be mixed up with a pikachas, right? Who's a chareshes who's married to a pikeach, who's a kohen, right? The hoder michlev cheresh bal pikachas becheresh bal chareshes, and then we'll get mixed up also with a cheresh bal chareshes. So therefore, they answered all of them. They couldn't make a gzeira for a case where a ketana is married to a ketana is married to a gadol. Mishum gedola lekatan, make the gzeira for the case where the gadol is married to a katan and she'll think she can eat truma. The ain lekatan is suing because there's no such case. A katan doesn't get married. There's no marriage for a katan, right? And even the Tosa says, even though they weren't Misak and Kedushin, but it's okay to get married, it's just not Shriach. Okay. Zmora says, V'leichol afilu cheresh b'pikachas, even a cheresh who married a pikachas, she should be able to eat Truma the Rabbanan. Be Truma the Rabbanan. Ha Islam assume the Rabbanan. Right? She says, no, we're afraid that if a cheresh, what's it called, if she eats Truma the Rabbanan, she may eat Truma the Raisa. And by a ketana, we're not afraid of that. We're not afraid of that by a ketana. Okay. Umayshna ketana the isla ksuba, umayshna charesh is less ksuba. Even though they're both kedushin drabonin, they were misak and ksuba by a ketana, but not by a charesh. Where it says the imkain mim nevelo nastila, because we're afraid that since she's handicapped, people aren't going to marry anyway, and if they have to give her a ksuba, that'll be an extra added reason not to marry her. So we want this girl to get married, so we waive the ksuba. Uktana menolin disla ksuba. How do you know a ktana does have a ksuba? She doesn't have the handicap, and therefore, what's it called? The people won't not marry a ktana because they have to give her a ksuba, but they may not marry a chareshes if they have to give her a ksuba. So they gave an extra perk to chareshes that to encourage people to marry her. How do you know a ketana does have a ksuba? This man, hamimaenes, the hashnia, the islandis, ain lohem ksuba. Aval yotza beget, uketana, yesh lo ksuba. Right? Only a mimaenes doesn't have a ksuba. But if she's a ketana who's yotza beget, she's not mimaen, but he's motzi her with a get, so then she does have a ksuba. She didn't initiate the divorce, he did. And a shnia, a woman who's a erva de rabbonon, and they got married, the Rabbanan gave him a knas, so he has to give her a ksuba, even though they wanted to get divorced. The islandis, right? No, so all these cases there is no ksuba. Menes, shnia, and islandis, ain't like ksuba. Aval yotze beget, uktana, yesh la ksuba. But a yotze beget, or a ktana, is what's it called? A ktana who's yotze beget does have a ksuba. Rashi. Umayishno lekamon boy tarvayu menol, and how do we know that a chareshes doesn't have a ksuba and a ketana does? To ha isla v'ha lesla mimni v'lo nasbi lo, avu b'ketana lo mimni da'ashi l'chaldeya. The people aren't going to not marry a ketana because she's a ketana, because that's something that is easily corrected with time. But a chareshes probably going to remain a chareshes. mima enes less laksuba the habal korcho nafka, right? Mima enes doesn't have a ksuba because she goes against his will out. So why should he give her a ksuba? Shniyam idivrei sofen ain laksuba the rabbanon kansua. The rabbanon gave her a knas kira omer beish mosos mutoros because what's it called? She is margul him to marry her, and he, the iser. Right, she's the one who seduced him, and therefore she loses the ksuba. Island is mishum the mekach tols, and island is because there was never a marriage because the mekach tols, so there's no ksuba. Aval yotze beget mitiyuka the masnis and the tani mima enes shamina mina time mishum the bal korchol nafka hal tzia isla ame yesh ksuba the ktana, right? But a ktana who's yotze beget not with miyun, so she doesn't go out against his will. He's the one who initiated the divorce, even though she's a ktana, she gets a ksuba. Okay. The chereshes menon the less laksuba. How do you know a chereshes doesn't have a ksuba? The tanya cheresh v'shotesh and nosu pikchos. A cheresh or a shota who married either of them married a normal woman. Afal pishin is pakeach a cheresh v'nishtafe hashota. Even though the cheresh was healed, or the shota was healed also and he became sane, ein lohem aleim klum, there's no ksuba, because when they were married they were never misakin a ksuba for a what's it called for a cheresh or a shoto got married. Rotzul akayim on yesh lam ksuba, if they continue the marriage after they got sane or could hear, now they're normal people and they continue the marriage, so from now on she has a ksuba. Upikeah shenosa chareshes O shota, a normal person who married a chareshes or a shota, afilu kosov la meyamona ksubosa kayemis. Right? If he writes, if he decides that he wants to give her a ksuba, right, he can. Right? If he, the husband, is sane, right, and if he insanely wants to give her a ksuba when he's doesn't a chayev, it's fine. Mitnesha rotza lozu b'nechosa. If he wants to hurt his nechosim, we give him a right to do that. If he wants to waste his money, because he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, he can do that. Time of the rotza, that's only if he wants to. Hallo rotza ainla. But if he didn't want to, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. So you see that a chareshes doesn't get a ksuba. Why dim kei mimni velo naspila? Because if we force him to give her a ksuba, people may not marry deaf mutes. Where it says ihoki pikachas lecheresh liskin laksuba. If that's the case, then a normal woman who marries a cheresh, we should give a ksuba. Dim kei mimni velo minasli. Right, and she won't get married. Right, if she's normal, she won't get married to a deaf mute if he doesn't give her a ksuba. So we should make bedafka ksuba from a cheresh to a normal woman in order that we should encourage her to marry him. Mara says you don't need that. Yoser me shehaish rotzali so isha rotzali nase. Right, we're not afraid that a woman is not going to get married to a cheresh because she doesn't have a ksuba. Women want to get married, so we don't have to give incentive to women to get married. But men aren't that interested in getting married necessarily, and they need an incentive. And if they have to give a ksuba, they're not going to marry a deaf mute. But if they have that extra perk that they don't have to give a ksuba, then we'll consider the handicap. Okay. Rashi. Ein lohem aleim klum, de ein lohem das. They ain't tenor rishon tonight, right? If he made a tonight to give what's it called a ksuba when he was a cheresh or a shota, it's meaningless because he has no das. The afagav the tikkun rabbanon is suin lecheresh lo tokinu lerabbanon ksuba minei. They weren't misakin a ksuba. They were only misakin nesuin. Can refers to come on yoshi masha ish rotzali so ish rotzali nasi. She rotzal lozut benachosu the afal bishlo tikkun lo chachomin ksuba hari hu kosav lo. But if he's a normal guy and he wants to give his wife a chareshes a ksuba, he can, but he's not mechuyev to do it. The chacham did not make a takana to give a ksuba. It's only if he volunteers to do it. Right? If not having a ksuba may make it that a normal woman won't marry a cheresh, so why don't we make a ksuba from a cheresh to a normal woman? Where it says, because women want to get married, they're not going to be held back from getting married just so they don't have a ksuba. what's going on. Hahu cheresh, the Havu Bishvuse do Rab Malchio. There was a cheresh that was in the neighborhood of Rab Malchio. Ansevei Itzasa, so he made a shidduch between this cheresh and a regular woman. The Kosov La Arba Meyazuze Minachose. And he, what's it called, wrote, he was like his napitropis, because the cheresh didn't have any das. So he wrote 400 sous ksuba from the nechasim of the cheresh. He was like his apitropis. Amarava man chakim k'Rav Malchio. Who's smart like Rav Malchio? He did the right thing. The gaver rabahu k'sover ilu rosh shivcha l'sham sholim yezodim. If the guy wanted a shivcha to serve him, he would have to pay for it. So here he got a wife who's both a shivcha and a wife. So we shouldn't pay for it. So the Maishi took it out of his, what's it called, out of his nechasim to pay for this, to pay for this wife, the wife. Koshkin hocha, dikatarte. Here he has both. She's a wife and she serves him. Rashi, no Rashi. Omar Rabchia Bar Ashi, Omar Shmuel. Eishes cheresh ein chayovan leo oshem tolut. If somebody lives with a wife of a cheresh, b'shogeg, right, so he's not chayiv in Oshem Tovi, because we're not sure if he was over in Israel, he wasn't over in Israel. Right, we'll see in one second what that means. Right, it seems now that there's a sothik whether a cheresh can make a marriage or not. It's not purely the rabbana. Leim mesayele chamishalo, and therefore there's no Oshem Tovi, because no, there's no marriage at all. There's not even a sothik. There's the most is the rabbanan. There is absolutely no actual eishes ish over here. So let's say this Mishnah supports that. Chamishalo yitrumu bin tormu ein trumas and truma. They luhein cheresholt of the cotton vatorim eshenu shalo veovid chakokav mishatorim eshisrael alafilu b'shus Yisrael ein trumas or truma. So you see that a cheresh doesn't have the koach b'chalal. It's not truma. It's not even a sofik. So a cheresh has no power to make truma. He has no power to make kedushin either. So it's total. It's only the rabbanan, and then there's no washim tovim. Where it says, no, who the Omek Rebbe Lezer? The Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, Truma Scherish Lo Seitzi Lechulin, that Meshu Sothik, by a Cherish, we're not sure how much Das he has or not. It's possible that a Cherish does have Das. And therefore, maybe the marriage is a marriage, and maybe the Truma is Truma. So a Cherish is not definitely not a Bar Das, he's only a Sothik, not Bar Das. So Mele, his Kedushin is a Sothik. So you need an Oshem Tali. Right? Still, Mar says, Yisvirik Rebbe Lazar, Ashim Toli, Nami Lechayv, Yosek Rebbe Lazar, Shim Lechayv, and Ashim Toli. It's a Sothik Eishasish. Mar says, no, Bo Inin Chaticho, Mishtei Chaticho. So the reason it's part of an Ashim Toli is the Machlokas increases when you bring in Ashim Toli. One man, the Omer, holds that any Sothik increases, right, where you would bring a Chatas if you're sure you did it, you only bring an Ashim Toli if you're not sure if you did it. And the other man, the Omer, holds you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. In other words, it's not that you have a piece of meat, you're not sure if it's chaylev or shumam, and you eat it. So you bring it, according to the first man, the Omer, you bring it Ashim Tali. According to the second man, the Omer, no. If you have one piece and you're not sure, you don't bring it Ashim Tali. It has to be two pieces. One is chaylev and one is shumam. And you don't remember which one you ate. Or you don't know, somebody came and took one of them, you don't know which one, and the other one's left. So there was, it was ischazik isura. There was an isur here for sure, but you're not sure if you ate that isur. But if there never was an isur for sure, you're not sure if this is chaylev or shuman, it could be it never was asur, then what's it called? You don't bring an ashram tali according to this man, the Omer. And that's what he holds. Where it says, Yishvira kebelaz, or ashram tali nomi lechayev, boyin chaticha mishtei chaticha. So mi boy rebelaz, or chaticha mishtei chaticha. Rebelaz doesn't hold like that. He holds that you're chayev and ashram tali even for one chaticha, which is a sothik. Tanya Rabbi Lazar Omer Koi Chayov and Olav Chelbo Ashim Tovim. A Koi is a Sophic Behema Sophic Chaya. If he's a Behema, the Chaylev is Asur. If it's a Chaya, the Chaylev is Mutter. And you ate Chaylev of a Koi. So you Chayav and Ashim Tovim. There's not two Chatichas over here. There's not a Vade Yisr. It's a Sophic. And still you Chayav according to Rabbi Lazar and Ashim Tovim. He says, Sovarak Rabbi Lazar Bechada Upole Gela Bechada. No, he holds like Rabbi Lazar that it's not a, that what you call that it is a sothic, And he holds that you need shtei chatichos, not like Rabbi Lazar. He holds like Rabbi Lazar in the fact that a cheirish marriage is a suffix. And therefore, normally you should really have to bring an Ashram Tolid. But he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lazar that you, what's it called, that you don't need shtei chatichos. And merely you're part of an Ashram Tolid for a side of technicality. Rashi. The Ika di Amrei, Omer Abchia Barashi, Omer Shmuel, let's just finish it off. This, the Ika di Amrei, some learn the opposite. Omer Abchia Barashi, Omer Shmuel, Eishas Cherish Chayoven al Hashem Tali. She has to bring an Hashem Tali. Meishvei, Chamish Olay Yitrumu, right? Guy who says Truma is not Truma. Sovra Lekar Belezer, who says that it is Truma Misothic. Okay. So therefore, what's it called? Some, the Ika di Amrei holds that what's it called? That you are Chayven Hashem Tali. Because you don't need chaticha achas. Okay. Rashi. Ein chayolav male ashram tali. The name of Sofik Eishasishi. We don't say she's a Sofik Eishasishi. Sofik hayabo da, Sofik einbo. Vabo aleh bo ashram tali. The vadai ain lo shum kinyin min haTorah. A cherish is vadai ain bo da, has no kinyin. The other tzad is, which is the tackle what Rebbe Lasser holds, it's a sotik. We're not sure. A cheirish may have das, may not have das. We're not sure. Hator mishenu shalo velo tshivo balabayis. Somebody who takes truma from somebody else's thing and the balabayis didn't tell him to do it. Yishlichus naflon mi atem gam atem. Loralo shulchachem. Hilkach ma atem ledatchem ach shulchachem ledatchem. You can't be a shliach for somebody, right, against if he doesn't know about it. Except by his schus, zochen lom shalo b'fonah. But he's not a schus to take off truma for him because he wants to do the mitzvah. The ovei kochom shetormes shal Yisrael afil b'rshus ba'ilam eno truma. The bo'in and ma'atem b'nei bris af shulchachem b'nei bris. Goy can't be a shliach. The ketani miha cheirish ain truma so truma muteres lazar. It's not truma at all. It's not even a sothik. The is sothik who truma v'yazra v'yitrum b'yolei. If it would be a sothik, he should have to take another truma misothik. And this truma remains sothic whether it's truma or not. Who domer kerbalazer? Kolomer miholot minisayeya. The gabi truma svar l'shmu kerbalazer. The sothic way. Nachonami kerbalazer holds by truma that it's sothic truma. The gabi ishto afagav the sothic who ain't a washim tali. However, even though it's a sothic eishas ish, there's no washim tali. The gabi washim tali k'siv achas mikom mitzvos Hashem. One of mitzvos. Mashmi, you need two chatichos. The karina mitzvos. The mashma chada mitarte sheish heter ve'isul afanav kigon ishto ve'ishes ish imo b'bayis. How when would you be chayav an ashram tali? You have your wife and somebody else's wife in the house. The sover ein shomel ishto, and he thought it's only his wife, and he ubali ha'achas, and he lived with one of them, but he doesn't know if it was his wife or his neighbor's wife. Ulaboker nim tu shteyim, and then he found out. Surprise! There's two people here. They had chaylev and shuman in front of them, and he thought they were both shuman. He ate one of them. He doesn't know which one he ate. Because he knew it, he ate the chaylev, he has to bring the chatas, not an Oshem Tovi. Chatas is, you can bring even for pruta. The Hashem lo yada made the Yashem Zachar because of Shkolin. But now he has to bring an Ashem Tali, which has to be two Shkolin. They explain that when a person knows he did an Avera, it's easier to do tshuva. But if you're not sure, it's harder to do tshuva, so you have to pay more for the Ashem. Aval hachasha sofik tali b'chaticha achas sofik isher sofik heter lo maisi Ashem Tali. Here it's one sofik. Is she an Ashes Ish or not? There you don't bring an Ashem Tali. So even though it's a sofik Ashes Ish, that's the chiddush, you don't bring an Ashem Tali. Koi chayovin achel boshim tali. Mordechai says that's not true. Rebbe Lazar doesn't hold you need what's it called shtei chatichos. He holds that you're chayiv an ashram tali if you eat the chaylev of a koi. Kol ha sotik tali ba. It's only one sotik. Okay, so therefore, what's it called? Therefore, he says he holds like Rebbe Lazar in one thing, but not in the other. And the Ikad de Amri holds that he holds like Rebbe Lazar completely. And you're chayiv an ashram tali and echanami. Because he holds that a cherish is a sothic, and that's what we'll learn the next time we learn, whatever that may be. What's it called? Why there's a sothic by a cherish? What is the sothic by a cherish? Is his kedushin kedushin? Is his truma truma? what exactly the suffix is, that's the next piece of the Gemara.